This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Until not too long ago, a year ago or so, one of the biggest American export categories to China was our recycling. Chinese plants used to take about 40%, 40% of all of our recyclable paper and plastics, used to being the key phrase there. And that change, that the Chinese now take very little of our reusable waste, has hit the people who run recycling companies here in the United States. Today's installment of our series, My Economy, How People Are Making a Go of It in Their Economic Day-to-Day, comes to us straight from the floor of an American recycling company in Brooksville, Florida.
My name is Greg Conaty, and I'm in the recycling business. I grew up in a business with my father. I started with him when I was 15, and then when I turned 16 and got my driver's license, I was their first employee, and I started actually driving the truck and doing the routes myself. We do mostly paper, cardboard from commercial businesses, and we also do containers for mixed paper recycling. I believe we are one of the few left that is a private, family-owned business in this type of business. Price for our cardboard has actually come down quite a bit from what it was in 2017 and prior to that. The mills that are here in the country are just over full. We're increasing service charges, trying to reduce employees as much as we can, and just trying to save money at any possible way that we can save money, and just hope that fuel prices don't start to rise, because we go through quite a bit of fuel here with our trucks. I haven't seen the markets this bad. I've been in this business a long time. We've had bumps in the road in the early 90s and the crash that happened in 2008, but nothing has lasted this long. In my head, I'm a big advocate of environmental issues. As far as having the time to go out and do those types of things, it's very difficult. I work a lot of hours, and with the employment situation being the way it is, we're always shorthanded on employees. I'm working 6 days a week. It's just not a lot of time to do the things I would like to be able to do as an advocate, but maybe one day when this all settles down, and I'd like to be able to do those types of things.
The way this works is we can only do these stories if you send them to us. There is a place you can do that, and please do. It's at marketplace.org.